So I'm working on a puzzle right now for the Journalism School at Columbia.
That's Finn Wiegeland, an urban planning student at Columbia University, at work in his dorm room on Columbia's Upper West Side campus.
The idea was to connect 1913 with 2013. So I've looked at some of the major points in history from 100 years ago, and I've tried to connect them with some of the fun pop culture highlights from this past year.
He was introduced to crosswords by his grandmother.
I was fascinated. I'm thinking back to memories when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and even into her, into her 80s, she was always solving the crossword. And that was very inspiring, just to know that that was something which she had done her whole life and was still doing.
Wiegeland's now 21. He had his first professional puzzle accepted by the New York Times when he was 18.
When I started at the New York Times in 1993, most of the solvers, I felt, were older.
Will Shortz is the editor of the New York Times crossword.
Nowadays, my feeling is that the solvership is much broader. There's a very wide range in ages, from teens up to as old as people get.
Younger constructors, like Wiegeland, who consider Shortz a mentor, may be the reason for this broader demographic.
It's particularly exciting, since most of us submit puzzles to the Times, knowing that the general New York Times readership doesn't think about Flo Rida on a regular basis, but that they might have to in order to solve this crossword puzzle.
Zoe Wheeler, 23, says she's on the quieter end of the youth spectrum. She recently keyed a puzzle to the Book of Mormon.
I did a lot of number puzzles growing up, so that was kind of my entry to the world of puzzling in general. And then when I was in college, I thought of a theme for a crossword that I wanted to see done, and I'd never made a crossword before. So I decided to just kind of wade right in and get started and try to make one myself that night.
Wheeler says if she'd known how hard it would be, she would never have tried. But then she got hooked. When she transferred to Brown University in her sophomore year, she discovered an active crossword club.
There were definitely some, quotes, meetings where all we did was sit around and gossip. But in general, there definitely was an aspect of it that's very similar to, like, creative writing workshops and that kind of thing. It also is really cool that there are other young people out there that have the same desire to, like, get weird new concepts into puzzles.
But weird new concepts aren't always welcome in traditional print media. That's where Ben Tausig comes in. He's published an anthology of puzzles by young constructors called 20 Under 30 and is the creator of the American Values Club crossword, an online subscription service which first debuted in the snarky Onion.
We ran a puzzle by Francis Heaney, which was like a gay marriage puzzle, and the theme was common phrases that could also be imagined as the hybrid names of married same-sex couples. So, for example, the clue was, well, this is slightly unusual, but congratulations, I guess. Donald and Orson Scott blank. And then the answer is Trump card, as if Donald Trump and Orson Scott Card had gotten married. It's the sort of topical content that, a mainstream paper will generally want to avoid. But that's our sweet spot.
Although they are the future of crosswords, Finn Wiegeland and Zoe Wheeler reject generational pigeonholes.
I certainly wouldn't want the entire puzzle to have a feeling of, oh, this is definitely a young constructor, somebody in his 20s who wrote this.
Whatever word you put into your puzzle, you always want it to be gettable by everyone.
Back in Finn Wiegeland's dorm room, he's trying to make that happen.
So, for instance, Grand Central opened 100 years ago, as at Ebbets Field. This summer, we had the craze of the Rain Room at MoMA. There was the excitement of the Cronut this summer, and 100 years ago, it's exciting to know that something that is as old as it is as the crossword can still be current and can still be accessible for people my age and people my grandparents' age. That's very exciting to be a part of.
And for the next generation to discover and reshape. Crosswords aren't just puzzles. They are our history. One word, across or down, at a time. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Montague.